everybody. My name is Park Hopper John.
I'm Park Hopper Sid.
And together we are at WDW Park Hoppers. If you want to find out more about us, you can go to wdwparkhoppers.com or at WDW Park Hoppers at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. We don't do Snapchat.
We don't do Snapchat.
And we don't do Pinterest, but you can find us everywhere else.
Yes, and you can also listen to the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. Just search for WDW Park Hoppers with an S, or follow the link that's on our website.
Absolutely. And one last little bit of housekeeping. We want to make sure that if you're watching live, thank you guys for being here. Good to see you, David. Donna's already here. We are going to be doing the Q&A afterwards. We're going to get through all the news and all that fun stuff. And what was once a very secluded spot has now become very, very popular. So,
and actually, we are not the only bloggers, podcasters, vloggers here tonight. We actually made a new friend tonight. Come here. This is Michael Mass.
So, howdy, guys.
Say hello. All right. So, Michael is floating around. Definitely check him out also.
Yes.
And you broadcast on
Michael Mass on YouTube, and then basically search anything Michael Mass on Instagram, and it's there. So Michael
and it's
Mass,
right here across his shirt.
That's right here.
That's a good looking shirt right there.
There you go.
Awesome. Right. Michael Mass Foodie Instagram, Michael Mass on YouTube. That's the basic stuff. So.
All right. Wait. Do you Snapchat?
I don't snap anymore.
All right. We can be friends then.
There you go.
I do have one. I have a Snapchat account, but I just like don't ever use it. I'm not that hip.
I'm officially over the age of Snapchatting.
I just told my vlog I found the first thing that I don't recommend.
I am Snapchat plus 10 years.
Oh,
wow.
I thought it was too fishy.
All right, so Michael's telling us that he's been around. He's liked everything he's eaten until the crab cake over at Coastal Eats.
That is not us.
So we'll still have to check it out. But good to know, may not be the crab cake of your dreams.
Awesome.
All right.
It's nice to meet you guys.
Have a good night.
Have a good night, too.
You never know who you're going to meet here at Epcot. So.
All right. Real quick, our initial thoughts on the Food and Wine Festival. Because we've been here a couple of times. We have, it's Park Hopper Blue.
It's almost like we planned this.
Almost. She's got beer. She's
oh my
got,
gosh.
What is this?
Look at that.
This is corned beef like nachos. And then this is a black water porter.
Come back with that.
Black water porter. Very good.
Oh, thank you.
That
it tastes
awesome.
Kind of like coffee. If you like coffee.
Yeah. Are you offering it to me? Just putting it in my face.
No, you're teasing me with it.
So,
all right.
Cheers, kids.
You got to love a podcast that your friends bring food and beverage. So
yeah, try it.
All right, I'm going to try it.
And
so,
go ahead.
All right. Oh, that is nice. All
sorry,
right, you
guys.
Get that.
I got them off of topic. But.
No,
that's
cool.
All right.
Are you going to hang out?
Yeah.
Are you going to stay with us?
Yeah, I go.
So far, food and wine. People are friendly. Food is pretty good. The wine is flowing.
We are loving the updates to the festival center.
And we're actually going to get our first concert tonight. I'm very excited about that. It is Postmodern Jukebox, so I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a
Tiffany
lot of fun.
I was unhappy.
I think we're alone now. So everything here this year is done really well. I mean, there's always some things that were always kind of, you know, could always be better. But I think this year they've really done a great job. The Festival Center is amazing, like we already talked about. The food offerings are incredible. The only thing I think negative just happens to be tonight, and it could have been because a storm blew through, that their system is down, so they're only taking cash for a little while, but that's not a big deal. That's going to happen everywhere you go.
That's why we're starting on the first wine. So, we have been here enough, so if you are a pass holder, come your first time, you go check in at the Festival Center, you get your magnet, and on your fourth time, you get your cutting board, which is about the size of my little baby iPhone 6.
There you go.
Now you know.
It's
cute. So.
So, question though.
Yes.
In the past, did you always have to go to the Festival Center to like check in? Magic Bands, is it?
So normally they actually didn't have it in the Festival Center. And you used to have to come right over here to the building that's in front of us on the other side of Earth Eats.
Interventions.
On to Interventions. And you would have to go in each time and check in to get your magnet or your wine glasses or whatever. And this time they're actually tracking it as you come in the park. So that's been a nice change.
Yes, Disney is always tracking you when you come in the park. Now they're tracking you to keep up with how many times you've been here. So they can give you either the magnet.
The magnet.
And on your fourth time you get the cutting board.
the cutting board, wow. Which is, here's my iPad. Here's my cutting board.
It's going to be a great.
There you go.
All right.
All right. So we've also spent some time in the merch shop because that's what you do. Everything here at Disney does end in a merchandise shop. So what's some of the things we've picked up here?
All right. So one thing, this is our tip of the day. We got the gift cards. So I couldn't decide. So we got one of each and put a little bit on each one. They started a minimum of $15. We got Mr. John a coffee mug. And because it is possible for the Park Hopper household to open a bottle of wine and not finish it,
we got
some wine stoppers. Well, sometimes, you know, I'm home without you.
That's true.
All right.
That's true. So a lot of great stuff. You got to go check that out when you come in. The festival shop is probably one of the best selections of merchandise. A lot of great stuff there, so go check that out. And so tonight we're going to go see Postmodern Jukebox. That's the band here. Who else is here?
So that's tonight. So tomorrow and the next day, Vertical Horizon. This is their first time here with the Eat to the Beat concert series, so we're kind of excited. Okay,
gotta come see Vertical Horizon.
So the 14th, 15th, and 16th is Baha Men. I actually don't know who that is.
Who let the dogs out?
Oh, all right.
Wait, what?
And then on September 17th through the 19th is Plain White Tees, which I'm really looking forward to. So there's your next week of Eat to the Beat concert series. Check in next week, and we'll give you the lineup for the next 7 days.
That's all right. And if you've been here to Epcot's Food and Wine Festival, we want to know what you think. Drop us a comment, or you can email us at parkhoppers@wdwparkhoppers.com.
All right. So outside of Epcot, there are still wonderful things happening at Disney. Experience autumn with the Wonder Fall flavors at Disney Springs. Just like they had the Bourbon Trail, they had, what was the next one we had?
They had the beer and barbecue event.
Brews and barbecues. So now, as autumn draws near, they're going to have a whole new host of seasonally inspired eats. It's the Wonder Fall flavors at Disney Springs.
I see what you did there.
It started last week on the 7th, and now you get to go celebrate your fall flavors, everything from harvest tacos and pumpkin desserts to hard ciders and autumn-inspired cocktails.
Excellent.
The seasonal celebration includes over 14 restaurants and quick service locations. So again, it's going to be all over Disney Springs. Lots of chances to go check out restaurants that maybe you don't check out every day. And of course, they will have just like we have for the Food and Wine Festival, this is their passport, they're going to have one for you for the Wonder Fall flavors. So, it runs through November 6th, so you're looking at 2 months of the Wonder Fall flavors, and it's over at Disney Springs, like we said, 14 restaurants and quick service locations. Stop by the Welcome Center or any participating location to get your Fall Flavors booklet,
we need to start working out.
Absolutely. Disney, we need a boot camp over at Disney Springs.
Disney boot camp. I'd love to know the pricing for
that. It would be, you know, lift.
Curls.
Lift.
Curls.
Lift. Lift. All right.
All right. If you frequent Disney's Boardwalk Resort, you have to have walked by or been into the Abracadabra, which is one of my favorite new haunts. Over at the boardwalk. And Abracadabra has got a great new event that they're showcasing for guests. Now, I don't have a confirmation that this is open to non-resort guests, but I do know that resort guests can check into this because they've already started at September 6th and continuing every Thursday for the rest of September, Abracadabra at Disney's Boardwalk is hosting an interactive, watch this face, wine painting class.
I've been practicing my not excited face, but I can't help it, I'm excited!
So this event's going to run from 1 to 3 p.m., and this is right before the bar normally opens, so you can go in and get in early, you can get some wine, you can get a little how to paint some different things. It's only $50 per person. So for the first month, they're hosting this event. If it's successful, they're going to continue it on, I'm sure. And guess what they're teaching people to paint here at the Food and Wine, wine glass painting event.
Food and wine.
They are, yeah, I've said it three times. So they're teaching you how to paint a design inspired by Epcot's International Food and Wine Festival. So space is very limited, so you want to make sure that you go to Boardwalk Inn's Community Hall, which, from what I understand, is downstairs next to the pool. So go check that out.
All right. Well.
Oh
you're going to jump in here now.
Done got
only
all up in there.
These are, you know, my good friends.
Because you're here. These are your peeps.
No, I want to talk about the Amazon because I've done it. So I've told you guys in past podcasts that I've gone into Amazon and used the www.parkhoppers.com/Amazon to purchase my items because, you know, they do come out here and they give you guys a lot of information. They look it up, a lot of stuff, and they take their time. And yes, we do enjoy a little bit, but it does add up.
Right.
And I know that because I'm their sidekick. So with that said, go and help them out because it doesn't give them a lot, but it does give them a little bit. So
that's awesome. Thanks.
Just I had to take that over.
Aww,
that was an unsolicited promotion right there, I believe.
Well, and if you would like to support us also with some direct merchandise, you can go over to www.parkhoppers.com/shop, and there is actually assortments of tumblers and coffee mugs and more. There'll be shirts and other apparel soon.
Yeah, coming soon.
But things with the Park Hoppers logo on them, so you can be out here at Food and Wine with us, supporting. And so she's trying to feed us. She's trying to put drinks in us. I tried to buy her a drink, and she didn't even take me up on it.
That's wrong.
She'll take me up on it later.
That's awesome.
All right. So, yeah. Am I taking the next?
I can take the next one.
All right.
So, one of the things that if you've listened to us talk here or if you've listened to me on the Disney Parks podcast, you know, one of the things I rail against Disney is they don't seem to always take great care of our pass holders. And Disney started
We're locals.
Right. Disney's stepped up the game and started the VI pass holder program, which is very hard for me to say in a clean environment.
It's the VIP pass holder.
Hey, how you doing? So Disney's continuing to approve its offering for annual pass holders here at Disney World with the addition of the new pass holder support service. Now, VI pass holder support allows pass holders to get in touch via phone, online chat, or direct email with all aspects of the annual pass, which is really awesome because in years previous, we didn't always have that kind of access. Now, guests visiting Walt Disney World have access because they're staying on vacation, but if you use a travel agency, you can always contact your travel agent. They can take care of any issues for you, but as pass holders, we haven't always had that option. So, pass holders can call 407-WDW-PASS, which is 407-939-7277 between the hours of 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. And if you want the links for the online chat or the email, you can visit www.parkhoppers.com.
I have been told, though, you might need to schedule a little bit of time because they are a little on the
busy
side.
Doggy. Yeah, it was a 12-minute wait last night when we called.
Yeah, so definitely
and
schedule that.
And it just started,
time.
So.
Yeah.
There's a lot of exciting people out there wanting to get
a lot of challenges to overcome.
So it's funny. I feel like 2018 just got started. And here we are already talking about the early 2019 dates that have been announced for the Disney After Hours at Magic Kingdom.
We're already at Food and Wine Festival this year.
I'm not even thinking about it. This
is blowing right by.
In my mind, this is Flower and Garden and it's still spring. So I'm just going to keep telling myself that. All right. Early 2019 dates for the Disney After Hours. So this is the popular upcharge event over at Magic Kingdom. And there are more dates coming for late 2018 as well as early 2019.
Yep.
So the cost is $125 plus tax, and guests are able to experience lower wait times at over 25 attractions in Magic Kingdom after the park officially closes to regular guests. Annual pass holders are able to purchase tickets for $95 plus tax. So you do get a $30 discount if you're a pass holder.
Right.
So the dates, and we will have full details reading for you at www.parkhoppers.com, but the dates, in case you just can't wait to hear, December 3rd and December 10th here in 2018. In January, it's going to be the 7th, the 17th, the 24th, and the 28th. And then February, the 2nd, the 14th, and the 28th. So if you are dying for something exciting to do for Valentine's Day, you could bring your loved one to Magic Kingdom.
Nothing says I love you. Nothing says I love you like tickets to After Hours events at Walt Disney World.
And if that's a little scary, there is one date in March. So March 7th is right now the last date that's been announced.
Yep, absolutely. So if we haven't teased you with it enough, if you're not doing anything this weekend and you come to a Food and Wine Festival and you want a little break, why don't you come join us on Saturday the 15th at Meisner's Lounge at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, because we're doing a meetup. We're joining up with Disney by the Numbers and Disney Parks Podcast, and we're doing this to hang out. We're going to go to Meisner's. We're going to order some snacky snacks, some drinky drinks. We're going to chill out there for a couple hours starting at 7 p.m.
We're going to listen to the Bandy Band.
Then we may go out and see some fiery fireworks.
So, you know, everyone on the East Coast, if you need to come down here for the hurricane, which is not typical, because normally
you're leaving. We got two couches and a guest room, by the way.
Amy's got room.
I don't know if I'll be here, but yeah.
She's trying to go up there.
Yikes.
Which is probably not going to happen.
Probably not.
Right.
No.
All right, so where are we going to be next week?
We're going to be at an undisclosed location at Disney Springs.
We are going to check out the
Wonderfall.
The Wonderfall flavors at Disney Springs.
We don't know the location yet because
I'm gonna look at the menu.
My go-to is always Polite Pig, and Patrick has already reached out. We're coming, but
it
we
just
wanna,
might not be.
We
want
to go somewhere different next week, so we don't know exactly where yet. Once we sit through the jukebox, postmodern jukebox, we'll figure something out.
Absolutely.
All right, and the last thing is make sure that you come find us. Obviously, we're here on Facebook, but Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, all at WDW Park Hoppers. Visit us at our home where you can find out all of our blogs, all of our podcasts, all the links to the great sponsors at WDWParkHoppers.com for Parks One World.
And everything in between.
Now, we want to definitely say thank you to Park Hopper Baloo,
woo-hoo,
the official sidekick of the WW Park Hoppers.
Also, we would like to say thank you to Chef Wade and to one of the managers, Ellen, who's been running around. They've been tirelessly trying to get the systems up and running. They've been very gracious. We actually ended up with a cocktail for our trouble, so thank you very much. We are looking forward, now that the systems look like they're up and running, to actually eating and drinking a little bit more.
Yes, and with that said, we're going to sign off. We're going to do the Q&A. We're going to sign off like Uncle Tony and I do on the Disney Parks Podcast. If we don't see you in real life, we'll see you in the parks.
Oh,
almost got it.
I didn't. I almost said see you real soon. See, I'm fired.